This episode of the Everything is Marketing podcast brought to you by the MLive Media Group as we celebrate Martin Luther King Day. We will be talking about real-time social today, campfires, and should you blog?
Marketers ruin everything.
Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
What I don't want to do is to pretend this is show number one.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things.
What up? It is Eric Hulkrin, Marketing Director at MLive, talking about Everything is Marketing. And on a day like today, you're seeing a lot of stuff float around the social media sphere, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, the like, everybody trying to figure out how they can get their marketing to reflect the day. And I'm here to tell you that that might not always be the best plan. I know nearly a year ago today was the, or I should say 2 years ago, was the famed Oreo tweet, right? The power goes out at the Super Bowl, Oreo tweets, you can still dunk in the dark. And everybody, every marketer on planet Earth throws their hands up and goes, real-time marketing! That is where it's at. And in some cases, that certainly could be where it's at. Here's where it's not where it's at, when you don't really know what you're doing. The story behind the story is that Oreo has been working on that plan, not necessarily that tweet, but that plan of the ability to tell a new message with Oreo cookies for 18 months prior to that tweet. So they had figured out the systems in place in order to do that, be timely, and hit the zeitgeist, right? The spirit of the day. What you don't want to do is be somebody who just jumps on and tries to shoehorn something into a day like today, or a sale on President's Day. That sort of real-time marketing can really blow up in your face. All you have to do today, in fact, if you're not working today, this is what you should do, and you do anything in social, you should certainly go to Google and just type in social media blunders and pick a year, because there's always people that have the blunders, and most of them revolve around real-time events. I think the one from last year that stands out as a real-time event would be the DiGiorno pizza tweet. They jumped on a hashtag that was hashtag why I stayed, and they tweeted out hashtag why I stayed, you had pizza, as a marketing moment to get involved in a conversation that was happening on Twitter. The problem with that conversation is that why I stayed was a hashtag about domestic violence. So obviously not something a pizza brand should be leaping on and jumping in the conversation about I stayed for domestic violence because you had pizza. Now, they didn't know that that's what the hashtag was about, but that's why you have social media people on your team, is to follow the hashtag, see what it's about, and then craft the message. So if you haven't put something out today, and it doesn't make sense for you to put something out today, then don't. If you have something profound to say about Martin Luther King Jr., you want to put up a quote, and maybe, I don't know, not sell something attached to said quote, I think that's okay. But be very, very careful of trying to jump into conversations, especially on days like today, when the real-time marketing bell rings in your head and you think, oh, I've got to get something up that talks about what's going on today. And yes, you totally should, but you need to know what you're doing first before you do that. Just jumping on hashtags and jumping on holidays and trying to craft your brand or shoehorn your square brand into a round hole is a really, really quick way to end up on one of these lists of social media blunders. You could be Delta Airlines when they were congratulating the United States team for World Cup soccer. And they tweeted out a photo of the Statue of Liberty and then a photo of a giraffe to signify Ghana. Now, giraffes are not native to Ghana. So again, that's not as big of a gaffe as the DiGiorno pizza one or some of the things that Home Depot has done on their Twitter account. But that's why it's dangerous, right? You have giant brands with giant amounts of dollars that are connected to these social media platforms that still make mistakes. So the likelihood of you making a mistake, it's pretty high. If you make a mistake, and we're not talking about crisis management today, we're talking about real-time marketing, but if you do, I would say you need to own up to it immediately. Most of these brands are very good at that. Some of the response tweets to kind of fix what happened, I think has been very deft, which is a sign that they have a great team in place. That said, they still make mistakes, and you can too. So be very careful today if you don't really have a purpose of tweeting, putting up Facebook posts, Instagramming, or Pinteresting, or Snapchatting about Martin Luther King Jr. It is a great day. The man was a brilliant human being, but he may not necessarily belong in your marketing campaign, if you get what I'm saying. Questions, as always, you can get at me on Twitter at Polymath and Vine, or jump on polymathandvine.com to find the rest of the ways you can connect with me. The other two things I want to talk about today is campfires. And what does that have to do with marketing? Well, that should be your event strategy. We've been working with this strategy. I started out calling it a Bud Light strategy, but everyone thinks I'm saying Bud Light, so I adapted it to campfire, right? If you're out in the wilderness and you're looking for safety, you roll to where a campfire would be. You huddle around the warmth of the universe. I believe Tyler Durden in the book Fight Club would have called it the glowing center of the universe. You would jump to the glowing center of the universe. So if you're going to events, especially if you're going to events that aren't yours, you want to create meaningful moments with your people, your tribes, that are like a campfire. So they want to stay by you and near you and talk to you because you've built up that trust and you understand what they want to do when they get to that event to such a level that there is no other choice but them to hang out with you and do what you are doing, whatever that could be. That could be live music. That could be a photo booth. That could be a charging station. That could be a buffet. That could be a free bar. I don't know what you do, obviously. But whatever you do, you need to build events that gravitate people towards your universe. And that's especially hard to do when you're in somebody else's space, which is why if you're good at it, you can easily adapt that out to your own events, right, and make them better. One of the things you want to look out for is if you're a company that can do an event really, really well, you have one singular event really, really well, look at that event and figure out what works about that event. And can you replicate it in small increments across the course of a year leading up to said event, right? So if you have a giant event in November, or you do something for Christmas, or you do a summer concert series or whatever, and you get millions of people to show up for whatever that event is, how can you take what you learn at that event, that campfire mentality, right? If it's your seminal event, if people show up year in and year out for that thing, how can you morph that into tiny events throughout the course of the year that make that bigger event better and make those tiny events successful? That is what you should do. And that's kind of the theory I'm working through that I called Bug Light, meaning, you know, like when you have a bug light out, all the bugs show up at the party. Obviously, there's some negative connotations to a bug light. Campfire seems much better. So that's what we're working with here. And one last thing. I got an email after I started this podcast from a friend of mine who said, hey, I see that you're doing all of this stuff. You're podcasting and you're blogging and you're, you know, doing whatever. I'm wondering, should I do that? Should I be blogging? And it took me 1 second to answer that question. And the answer to anybody who's listening to this, and I know there's a fair amount of you listening, the answer is yes, you should do something. If you have customers, and every single one of us right now has customers, I think it was Saturday, Gary Vaynerchuk posted this article that I thought was awesome. He was at a keynote and he said that every company, every brand, every person should look at themselves as a media company first and whatever it is that you do second. And this is the time to do that. So whatever it is you do, if you're a teacher, if you're a fireman, if you're a police officer, if you are a barista, if you work in the restaurant services, if you plow snow, if you run a multi-billion dollar company, you should start a blog. There is space for you. The internet does not have a, you know, whatever, real estate, right? I mean, it has real estate, but not limited real estate. You can jump on right now. Squarespace is the one that I use because it's easy. It took me 6 minutes to set up a website and get a blog going because that's what I wanted to do. I don't necessarily need a super fancy website, especially these days when people just want singular pieces of content, a podcast, a blog post, a photo, and then they're gone, right? Most people are not spending a whole bunch of time on your website going to page to page to page to page to page. Hook up with Google Analytics and look at your bounce rate and tell me I'm wrong, because I'm probably not wrong. They're coming for a piece of content and then they're bouncing. If you can get them to stay with other compelling content, you are working at a high level, my friend, because most people are not doing that. But should you blog? Yes, you absolutely should blog. Your people, whatever it is you do, want to hear about you. That's the problem I have with Facebook, at least on a personal level. There's so many people that you bump into in your real life, not your professional life, that say, yeah, I was going to post that on Facebook, but I was afraid that somebody wouldn't like it, so I didn't post it. So you get caught in this echo chamber of the internet where you're afraid to put something up in case somebody doesn't like it, because if somebody doesn't like it, then it clearly can't have any worth. What if you looked at it like this? What if you put the stuff out there for one or two people that liked it? because there are a fair amount of people that are going to consume your content that may not take an action. They may not like, may not share. But you start that conversation with those two people. You start building a tribe with those two people that consume your content because they want to consume it from afar at this point, because they're not necessarily sure they want to trust you. Then after a couple blog posts, they want to trust you. And lo and behold, they like it. And after they like it, oh, they share it. And if you're doing your job right, maybe they start their own blog. What if that happened? That's what you should do today. So should you start a blog? Yes. And if you're off today, the office is closed, that's what you should do today. Don't sit down and watch 17 movies or binge watch Netflix or any of that stuff. Do something productive. Go start a blog. Start a podcast. Take out a camera and start an Instagram account. Do something to create content. I say this all of the time. There are only two types of people in the world, and that person can change, but you want to be one more than the other. There are only two types of people in the world: somebody who creates content and somebody who consumes it. We all consume it at one time or another, but you certainly want to be somebody who creates it. So go out today and create it. People like us do things like that. Have an awesome Monday. We'll talk tomorrow.